are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Don't Assume My Genre with DJ Hoey D.
And A.
And... what was that?
I don't know.
Okay, there's something weird going on in the radio station. This place is haunted or
something. Oh, it's playing a song, Joe.
Why is it doing that?
Stop it, Joe. Stop. Stop it.
Why is it playing a song? Okay. There's something wrong with the computer, apparently. But anyway... what was I saying? Oh, yeah, you're listening to... no, I'm not going to... our theme this week is bands that broke up and then reunited. We kind of started to run out of artists, so we're counting bands that only reunited for one show.
Or a few shows.
Led Zeppelin. But, yeah. The first song is Somebody to Love by Queen, which technically did reunite, just not nearly as good anymore, because obviously...
R.I.P. Freddie Mercury.
The best member's not there, but... They're still together. I did see them a few years ago.
Yeah. How was it?
Yeah, Adam Lambert. It was okay.
They're playing, actually, Global Citizens. Or they played Global Citizens.
With Adam Lambert?
Yeah.
Interesting. Here is Somebody to Love.
Somebody to love.
And that was Somebody to Love by Queen.
Our next song is Sucker by the Jonas Brothers. Not the song I would have liked to play by them, but it's the only song Joe likes by them.
I don't like it. I can tolerate it.
Yeah. They broke up a long time ago.
And unfortunately, it did not stay that way.
I prefer their old music to their new music, but...
I prefer the period where they weren't making music.
Oh, don't be that way.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. My brain, and maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Said I wouldn't have to win it, but blindly, I'm a sucker for you.
And that was Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
It's called Sucker because it sucks. Makes sense.
Joe, and you were the one who picked the song.
I said this was the only one I could tolerate. It doesn't mean I like it. Anyway, the next song is Online Songs by Blink-182. It's my favorite band that did break up and then got back together, even though I still now consider them broken up because they may as well be. Their last album was Garbo.
You're not playing Online Brain, Joe?
If Pool Dad breaks up with himself and then gets back together, then I will play Online Brain. But unfortunately, I can't. You'll have to wait next week for some more Pool Dad. He's apparently releasing another single tomorrow.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm very excited. I have no idea what to expect considering how weird his one song is. Anyway, we were talking about Blink.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's not in the band now. That sucks. But this song's from when Tom was in the band. He doesn't sing it, though, but it's still pretty good.
Josie, you're my source of most frustration. Forget when I don't meet expectations. Everything you wish came true. In the end, we all blamed you. Even though as they all know, you weren't the only one. 2, 3, 4. Josie,
That was Online Songs by Blink-182, and you know how we played that? By using Spotify online.
Whoa!
Pretty crazy.
All right, our next song is Freeze Me by the weirdest band name I've ever heard, Death From Above, 1979.
I have never heard of these people, but apparently they broke up and got back together.
So I thought they were like a new band that just came out in like 2016, maybe. I think that's when I found this song. But no, they like formed in like the early 2000s and then broke up and then got back together. And this is the only song I've ever heard by them. So let's give it a whirl. And that was Freeze Me by Death From Above, 1979.
Our next song is by The Monkees, who have a very complicated history. They were a TV show in the 60s, and then they toured briefly after it ended, and then they broke up. And then two of them got back together in the 70s, and then they broke up again. Then they all got back together in the 80s, but then one guy kept on leaving, and then one of them died, and then they got back together again, and then another one died. But now the remaining two are still touring.
Really?
It's very confusing. But here is I'm a Believer by The Monkees.
The way it seemed.
disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace.
And that was I'm a Believer by the Monkees.
Our next song is My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, Light 'Em Up by Fall Out Boy.
But the real question is, what are they falling out of?
Yeah, Fall Out Boy broke up, got back together.
Came back with this song.
I was just about to say, they came back. This was the first song. I think they didn't even announce it. They just dropped the song. And then they came out with two good albums after
it. And then have just been complete trash ever since.
They came out with two good albums after it.
Sad. But here's when they were good.
Up next is My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark.
Tearing you.
That was My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark.
Next song is by The Who. In the 1980s, they took a hiatus. Apparently, they still played a few shows here and there, but we'll ignore that. They're probably the only band on here that wasn't officially broken up. But this song is called Behind Blue Eyes. It's from their classic album, Who's Next? And they actually just recently came out with a new song.
How was it?
I think it was like, okay, I don't really remember it. It was very surprising to see that The Who released a new album, a new single. That's not something you see every day. Yeah.
They're still touring, though.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, didn't Jordan just see them recently?
She saw them over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Enjoy it, Behind Blue Eyes by The Who.
Sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like.
That was Behind Blue Eyes by The Who, and the next song's a banger. You tell him, Alex.
The next song is The Best Thing That Never Happened by We Are The In Crowd, and this is the song that inspired this theme, because guess what? We Are The In Crowd are officially getting back together, baby!
I am very excited. They're quite good.
They are quite good.
Yeah. This is from their classic album, Weird Kids. It's one of my favorite pop punk albums, easily.
Great album.
Yeah, I'm very excited for them to get back. Hopefully they tour.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I will definitely be seeing them if they tour.
That was The Best Thing That Never Happened by We Are The In Crowd.
Our next song is by The Police. They apparently disbanded for a time, a couple in like the 90s or something. I don't really care enough to go back and look. But they were disbanded for a bit and now they're back together. And they did a song called Message in a Bottle that I think is pretty good.
It is good.
That's why we're going to play it. So here you go.
Yeah.
That was Message in a Bottle by The Police.
Next song is Call Me by Blondie. Please don't call me.
Call WJRH, though.
That'd be cool.
At 610-330-5316.
That was Call Me by Blondie, and I'm disappointed to say nobody called the radio station.
Our next song is Paranoid by Black Sabbath, and Black Sabbath has a very complicated history. Ozzy Osbourne first left the band in the very early 1980s, and then there was just a marathon of random singers coming in and out of the band, and I think also drummers. And they were never technically broken up until like the late 90s, 2000s-ish, I think. When they got back together with Ronnie James Dio and formed Heaven and Hell, a completely separate band. But then Ozzy came back, and they released a new album, 13, which I'm not going to be playing because I thought that album was bad. But I'm playing Paranoid from their classic album Paranoid. So enjoy. We'll be right back. And that was Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Next song is The Song Remains the Same by Led Zeppelin, who, if I'm remembering correctly, only got back together for like one or two shows.
Yeah, Celebration Day.
Yeah, that.
All right.
We'll be right back.
That was The Song Remains the Same by Led Zeppelin, and this song is not going to remain the same. What song's next, Joe?
Our next song is Manic Monday by The Bangles, who were broken up for a bunch of years until they got back together a few years ago for some shows, I think. I don't really follow them enough to know what they're up to.
I know, like, two songs by them, so that's cool.
Yeah, I know three, so that's pretty impressive. So here is, once again, here is Manic Monday. And that was Manic Monday by The Bangles.
Our last song is Just What I Needed by The Cars, and I don't know when they broke up or when they got back together.
Yeah, we clearly started running out of artists, which is why we have Blondie, The Bangles, The Cars in here, and also The Who didn't technically break up.
This song is pretty great, though.
It's a pretty good song. It's on the soundtrack of Thrillville Off the Rails.
Do you think this song is in the soundtrack for Cars?
I have no idea.
Wasting all my time.
That was Just What I Needed by The Cars.
Man, that's a pretty good song. It's Just What I Needed.
I hate you.
And right now, just what I need to do is to end the show, because my next show starts in 1 minute. This you're listening to WJH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been Don't Summer John with DJ Hoey D.
And Alex.
See you next week.